You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You're crying all the time. Rock and roll. Punk. Disco. Dreams are my reality. The only kind of real fantasy. Ballad. Oldies but goodies. Everything on replay. Oh, yeah, tell you
something. I think you'll love me. And we are back with John Dunbar's Under the Radar, his very special guest, Dr. Ringding, who performed at Chisan last weekend. Thank you so much for sticking around and joining us today. This has been, so far, a fabulous conversation.
Thank you.
And then he only says thank you. Now suddenly he's shy. I particularly found your story about driving Desmond Dekker around awesome. I mean, just that's got to be an amazing feeling. Is John driving you around?
No.
Well, I hope not.
On my scooter, I don't think so. I don't think it could fit you.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. No, you're not driving me around.
Well, how did this whole happen? I mean, this whole thing happened, like John getting to know you.
I think I contacted you originally through your European promoter or something. I forget how it happened. I had actually heard that Dr. Ringding had written a German language review of a Kingston Rudi Ska CD.
Oh, okay.
And
of course, Kingston Rudi Ska are a local soul ska band, yeah. So, and they're quite great and huge and famous.
Yeah. And I had heard through a mutual friend named, I think, am I getting this right? Joop?
Yeah.
From Rotterdam Ska Jazz. Yeah. He had heard that, you know, maybe you would be interested in collaborating with Kingston Rudi Ska. So I contacted you saying, like, you should come to Korea.
Yeah.
After a while,
I said how much you got, and then there was nothing. And,
email account deleted.
But yeah, finally, no, Han Kuk-jin made it happen. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it happened, and yeah. Well, the thing is, the name is known within the world, but I haven't played all the countries yet.
Sure, so. And of course, Korea is in this amazing upswing of festivals, and bands from all over are finally coming to Korea. There are an awful lot of music fans and music lovers that know a lot about international bands.
Exactly, yeah.
And now it's starting to happen, so I'm so glad that you were able to come over and play a large festival.
It was nice. There were people from other countries as well there. Yeah. I could see that, and also from Europe. There were some people from Europe. But yeah, I got the feeling that they want us back, and then some people from the neighboring countries also contacted us, and then probably next year there'll be a whole tour or something.
So that would be
I'll
fantastic.
Be looking forward to that. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
So you're actually in town for a little bit, so you're able to maybe take in a bit of the culture and the nightlife and food and stuff like that. With the exception of the miserable heat, how are you finding?
Well, it's fun.
Stuff?
I love the heat too. I love the heat, but. What I enjoy most about this year, what I think is really fancy and that I haven't, like, it's my first experience, are the toilets in Korea. They're great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I just love to go there, even if they don't have to. I love to be there. It's wonderful.
I think that's the only time in the history of radio or interviews that anybody's ever said, I really like the toilet.
I'm going to be afraid to go to the bathroom now.
Well, maybe I was just blessed.
Well, you know what? Actually, in a weird way, that makes sense, because when you're traveling away from home, the basic necessities are the things that drive you nuts, right?
No pun intended.
But no, I mean, like things like using the washroom or the creature comforts that we
have. Yeah, it depends. Yes, it's like some stuff that you're just not used to. Or I'm so glad we're having this conversation.
Thanks for bringing it up, Dr. Ringding.
I really love that. But I must say, I really love the people and especially the people from Kingston Rudi Ska. They've been very, very friendly and accommodating. And, I got the pleasure of working with them for some recordings. We're going to do 3 or 4 songs in the next days.
That's fantastic.
We prepared some stuff together and just came from a rehearsal, and it went very well. And I'm really looking forward to that. So, yeah, it's great to be amongst people. Even though if we don't speak the same language, we do speak the same language.
Well, how is it like when you're collaborating, say, with Kingston Rudi Ska or musicians from other parts of the world, different languages? Obviously, regular conversation is quite difficult, but when you start playing music, do you find yourself suddenly transformed into a common language?
Yeah, of course. I mean, music is a sort of a Esperanto thing. I mean, you know, you talk about there are some common rules that are there. If you say, sure, okay, we play in a blues progression, and then everybody knows what the changes are and what to play where or should. I mean, if they are at a certain level, yeah, of course. But makes it easy, you know. So you solo, he does that, they do that. Okay, can you play a bit more like this? And then we have this common knowledge. We all love the Scatterlites, and we all know Desmond Dekker, and we all know Prince Buster. And if we say, okay, can you do this a bit more like Prince Buster style? And then it's clear what you mean. And then if the people are from Venezuela or from Toronto or from
Canada, you mean? Wow.
Other Canadians?
Yeah, we have ska.
You do have ska. Well, I know that. King Apparatus, I remember.
Chris Murray, of course.
Chris Murray, right.
Yeah.
Who moved to California then.
Yeah, actually, I brought him to Korea a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, take that, Dr. Ringding.
Yeah. You want a name drop
a few
with
years
me?
Ago. Okay, a few years ago. No, I'm putting this in my ago, little yeah, book here. Okay. Got him a few
note
years earlier
self
than me. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Beat up John Dunbar after recording.
I didn't drive around Desmond Dekker or anything, though. So yeah.
That's pretty fabulous. Well, John, tell me about this next artist we're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to hear from a guy called Jackie Aupel. And I discovered as I was researching him, I didn't know this before, he's actually from Barbados originally. And Byron Lee discovered him and brought him over to Jamaica to be a singer for the Scatterlites back in the day.
Mm, okay.
And we're going to hear a song called Push Wood. And as I was, yeah.
You're always picking the raunchy ones. Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with that term. It's just about cooking. We're all about, you know, lumberjack songs.
It's a song about cooking.
And you're okay. Sleep yeah all night and you work all day.
But yes, it is. And to be honest, it's the only Jackie Aupel song that I know, probably thanks to your cover of it, too.
Yeah, and really? Of course, just to remind yeah our listening audience why we're playing these songs, these are all songs that Dr. Ringding, our special guest in the studio, has covered at one point or another.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's listen to this, some music. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Aupel with A Push Wood.
For my girl one day, not long ago, when the mash begin to bile, my girl get antsy. Not long ago, she told me, put wood in the fire, Jackie, big wood in the fire, Jackie, strong wood in the fire, Jackie, long wood in the fire, Jackie, fat wood. Jackie, good wood in the fire, Jackie, pepper wood in the fire, Jackie, put wood in the fire and don't get me hot. I don't want a slow fire to chill me pot. I don't want a slow fire to chill me pot.
Jackie Aupel pushing wood there. This next artist, John Dunbar,
mm-hmm,
why?
Because he's sitting in the studio with us.
Really? The fabulous Dr. Ringding.
Yeah.
We can't have him here and not get him to sing for us. You said you missed his performance, so he's going to do something for you, I think.
This is brilliant.
Can you tell us what you have in mind, though?
Yeah, well, what I will do is more like the Jamaican style. You play a rhythm, and rhythm is the word. Of course, it's derived from rhythm.
Yeah.
But it's actually what is consisting of the rhythm and the bass line and probably some horns lines or something. And then these rhythms get popular. Many artists do their version on it. Mm-hmm. So that's what you would call a version excursion if many artists are on the same rhythm. Some of them are really popular, and I picked one that I did with a producer from Poland, from Łódź. His name is Dread Squad.
Okay.
You should really
Dread
remember,
Squad.
Dread Squad. You should remember that one. There'll be an album out. We did several singles, and I will use the rhythm and do my freestyle stuff. So this is not ska. This is reggae dancehall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So see what I can think of. It's going to be a bit freestyle, a bit of stuff that I did already.
So let me ask you two experts really quickly, because we've often talked about ska, rocksteady, dancehall, reggae. But briefly, can you tell me the differences between those different forms?
I just did a show on that 4 weeks ago, John. Don't you remember?
I'm wondering if the four people that listen to our show were listening back then or listening now. So I do feel the need to talk a little bit about the differences between them.
Okay. That's a good idea. Richie, why don't you explain?
Yeah, I could.
Pretty big topic.
Well, ska, first of all, is the Jamaican way of playing the Southern States rhythm and blues, because that was very popular, and then bands started playing it, and some artists started playing it, people like Owen Gray, Laurel Aitken, Derek Morgan. They started as R&B singers, and the emphasis was always on the offbeat, like, you know, from Louis Jordan, from Fats Domino, Roscoe Gordon, and these people. So there was even more emphasis. They mix it with their Caribbean flavor, a bit of calypso, a bit of jazz, and so it goes. So the ska was born. So you got the ska. Then there was a very long hot summer, they say, in 1967, I think.
67, yeah.
67, and then it got a little slow. And then you have the rock steady. Then it got a little slower towards the end of the 60s, and it was reggae. And then from reggae, you get different sorts. You get the dub reggae. Then you get the dancehall, which is the more modern stuff. You get the ragamuffin, as it was called in England. Which is the dancehall style with DJing, which is this toasting style, this rapping.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called DJing because the DJ used to do it. You know, he had the microphone and he made a few rhymes, and then the rhymes got longer and longer, and they became lyrics. And then all of a sudden, the guy who was performing was called the DJ, while the guy who was actually spinning the records was called the selector. So it's different
hence
names.
The name of the band, the UK band's The Selector.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And and now you can pick from every style. You can play dub music, dub reggae, roots reggae, dancehall style, modern style, old school. And I like to do all of them.
So then basically what's happening now is all derived originally from a form of R&B music.
Yes.
And thanks to nature and a really long, hot summer, things got slower. So then,
exactly.
Boom. Wow. Okay. It's a rather interesting evolution in terms of this music form. So, and that's why I asked for an explanation, because it gets confusing, you know, to just about anybody that hears it.
Well, even I messed up earlier. I said, what was that song?
You messed up?
Rookumbine. I said that was a rocksteady song. It was a ska song. I'm embarrassed now.
Yeah.
So
the
don't call
the English called
it
blue
experts.
Beat. They called it blue beat. It's another word for ska because it was on the blue beat label.
Yes.
And then stuff like ragamuffin, is nobody in Jamaica would understand ragamuffin as a musical style. It just means a boy in the street, a ragamuffin.
Yeah.
And but because it was used in the songs a lot, they called the style ragamuffin.
Yeah.
In
and the
80s,
thing that makes
late 80s.
Yeah, the thing that makes it also really confusing for a lot of people is how ska is kind of mostly known to be come in like three different waves. Like you had original blue beat ska, then you had two tone, and then you had third wave, which everybody disagrees about what that is. I got in an argument once with another one of your radio show hosts here, who I'm not going to mention right now, about what came first, two-tone or like original Jamaican ska. He really thought two-tone was first.
Yeah. Well,
kids,
some people think
days.
Ska is a mixture of reggae and punk or whatever.
Right? Yeah.
Most of these people are wrong.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a beautiful music form regardless. Tell me about the song you're going to sing for us live in the studio.
Well, I'm just thinking. I'm probably using some hook lines of some songs that I already did, and then see what happens.
brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, a live in-studio performance from Dr. Ringding.
Why, right now is Dr. Ringding live on the rec. Ow! All the way from Korea. Hey, big up to Justin Maximum, John and John. Watch it. Hear me now. Here it is. Watch it. Hit him. Ring ding, him a sweet like candy. Hot like coffee and strong like brandy. Anywhere we go, say the girl get randy. Ram up the dance from Tuesday to Monday. Ring ding, him a sweet like candy. Anywhere we go, say me. Ow! Come call me. Agda, 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 agda. With the ebony, 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 ebony. Feel body, 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 body. Agda, 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 agda. Agda, come. Somebody doctor them a prescribe injection. Somebody doctor them a prescribe transfusion. And some people even go a whoop your man. But listen, Dr. Ringding have a different plan. Me say me had the right kind of medication. Me cure now with lyric and of musician. Say follow Dr. Ringding on the microphone stand. Rock said the ragamuffin are the salvation. Me can know some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Say number one, I saw me come a dancing, me say damn champion. That's why me muggle and I pose the inner style and pattern. Say with the lyric on me mouth and the mic in my hand, with enough inspiration and a good condition. Me mash up the old place like a nuclear bomb. The dibby dibby sound, them fear and angle and all of them block that name. Why me now one mention? But listen to the ringing, him no politician. The next thing you know, me hold the mic in my hand when me chat and I sing and I blow up a storm. Have this mercy, because now some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Some of them about, some of them known, some of them about for remedy. Say me, me had the right kind of fear remedy. Me not come cure no with no surgery, but me a cure no with the agony. So just jump around and I move on nobody. And resume no temperature to 1,000 degrees. And people man a walk and the blind can't see. This year one goes out to the Korean posse. Watch it like a scam and that them a rudy. And when we come a dance, alright, have mercy Dr. Ringding. Set up and go and take back shot. Original something, come back again. Tell to your friend them and your family them. Yeah, yeah. Ow! Have this mercy on Dr. Ringding at your party.
Yeah, stuff like this. You know.
That is why I can't be a musician.
That is fabulous. And of course, we got some of the folks from Kingston, Rudy Sky, and everybody in the booth over there just clapping like crazy.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, well.
I'm sitting right next to you watching you do this, and I'm thinking the whole time, don't bother him.
Me too.
I was like, should I look at him? Because I really want to watch this in action. No, it might bother him. Don't do it.
Well, actually, I'm used to people watching me doing it. So
that was seriously brilliant.
Which takes us back to the Korean toilets.
Yes. Yeah. It always goes back to the toilets. Wow. Seriously. Thank you so much for agreeing to do that in the studio with us.
Yeah. Checks in the mail.
Actually,
John.
Actually, it was Jung Suk's idea from Kingston Rudiska. So, hey, Jung Suk, did you bring your wallet?
No, they're taking care of me. It's fine. They're taking care of me.
Yeah, he's walking out the door.
Yeah, get some food. That's good.
Yeah, so you are doing a collaboration with the local band Kingston Rudiska.
Yeah, we're doing a few tunes. Like we worked on four. If we get to record all four, it'll be a nice thing. Then we'll have a full track EP.
Yeah, fantastic. Wow. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a chance to cool down here, and just because that was just a riveting performance. But I'm going to ask John Dunbar, what are we going to play next, and explain to me why?
Oh, God, I got to cool down also. But actually, the last song that we're going to hear on the show today, you remember a few months ago we did a show about Latin boogaloo music, right?
Mm, right.
Yeah. When I was putting together that
which
show,
which was a really interesting show, because
it was
talk about another like bizarre kind of history of a music form.
I look at it as very similar to Rocksteady in this one way. It was kind of an intermediary kind of thing that, you know, like Rocksteady was between ska and reggae. Boogaloo was between mambo and salsa, and they both kind of were really temporary, it seemed, but still really, really great and influential. And while I was researching this, I found a song by Jackie Mittu called Got My Boogaloo. I was going to play it, but I ended up not, just because it's actually not a boogaloo song. He just kind of was using it as a bit of a nonsense word he must have heard somewhere. Mm. But I also found a Dr. Ringding cover at the same time, so...
What a coinkydink.
Yeah. And here we are a couple months later with actual Dr. Ringding himself with us in the studio.
Enjoying the original version of the tune with you guys.
Oh,
great.
Fabulous. You know, Dr. Ringding, I just got to... I'm going to shake your hand right now and say thank you so very... Can everybody see? We're shaking hands.
Okay.
No, but I got to
thank
you.
Let go!
All right, we're going to take a photo, post it on our website at some point of me and Dr. Ringding, and you'll see why this is so ridiculously hilarious. No, I got to thank you for actually getting Dr. Ringding to come into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so very much.
I just wanted to hear him sing a song that names us. So here
I
we go.
I know. We're immortalized in song. Thank you so very much.
What'd I say?
You said John
our names
and John.
At the beginning, yeah.
Oh, I did that.
Does that mean we get royalties?
Do you remember what you said?
If you move like Jagger.
Yeah, okay, we get 2% each or something ridiculous like that. John Dunbar, thank you so very much again. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, I guess.
Sure, and Dr. Ringding, thank you even more much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Even more much.
Yeah, that's the Canadian coming out here. That's
yeah, great. Exactly. Yeah. No, thank you so very much, and I hope to see you live back in Korea. And when you come back, we will be absolutely positive to get you back on the show, hopefully.
I'd love to do that.
Make sure that people get out there to watch you play.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Ringding and John Dunbar, everybody. We close our show today with the great Jackie Me Too and Got My Boogaloo. We'll be right back.
I've got my boo-boo.